Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what could be haunting their new house? Was there something in the house? Or was there something connected to the land it was on?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love to hear your real ghost stories. So if you have one, why not share it with us? You can call in anytime, 855-853-4802. Write in anytime at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get an ad-free version of the show. With that, you'll get advanced episodes, access to the archive. It's massive, by the way. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Hi, Kathy Gordon.
Well, hey, Carol Hughes. How's it going?
Well, it's going pretty good. You know, I think one thing that we've pretty much decided on this show is that you can live in a new house and it could still be haunted.
Absolutely. You know, I've done it.
It could be the land. It could be something you brought home. It could be something that came home with you. You know, I just think there's a lot of different ways.
I like number three.
Something you brought home, was that number three?
Yeah.
I can't
something
remember.
You brought with you. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's why I have a feeling that you don't buy anything haunted at Target or Walmart. So I'm just going to buy stuff there.
They do not. Now you got to watch Dollar General. I think some of that stuff could be haunted. But never Target or Walmart. Actually, I'm teasing
no,
you guys.
I was thinking that through. I was actually thinking that through. And if somebody was to say, you know, what's more haunted, Walmart or Dollar General? I'd be like, oh, Dollar General. I don't know why I would say that.
I don't know why either, but I would think that too. I would vote for Dollar General to be the more haunted of the two.
Dollar General or Family Dollar. I would still pick Dollar General.
I'm going to go Dollar General 100% on that one.
Because they're just darker. The lights in Dollar General are dark.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So I was in a Dollar General last winter up the street from my house, and it was really cold in there. And the girl, it was really cold outside. And the girl was wearing a coat as she was working. And I said, God, it's really bad that they've got the checkout right by the front door. You've got to be freezing. And she said, well, we don't control our thermostat. That's done by a regional office or some other place. And they don't
in
turn
Florida,
it
on. Where it's 80 degrees.
So she goes, "It's the heat's not even on."
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and it was in the teens.
Well, that couldn't be good for the building itself.
Right? Like, that's like ridiculous.
The pipes and things. That's
something's
got to
give. Either that or that's just what somebody told her. Maybe that's what her GM told her to scare away from the thermostat. You know, you can't touch that. It's all controlled by headquarters.
Yeah, probably.
And, you know, you could get fired if you touch that. She's like, okay,
that's
I'm not
right.
touching
it. That's the way I parented, the whole time I parented.
Don't you touch the thermostat.
Oh, my gosh. Don't touch that mirror. If you break it, it is 7 years of bad luck. I mean, a long time. Longer than you've been alive. It will be bad.
It will be really bad. And you're going to have to live with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's go to this story about what is haunting their new house.
Okay, let's go with it.
So when I was 16 and living with my dad and my stepmom, my younger brother moved out and lived with my mom for a time. So I decided I wanted to take his room downstairs. This was quite a feat for me considering I hate basements with a fiery passion, but I figured I would give it a shot. That's what happens when you're 16 and you really want your own space. You're like, I hate basements, but it's worth a shot.
I did the same thing.
There really wasn't even a bedroom down there. You just made one.
Yep. I just put up some curtains and sectioned it off.
And when Kathy moved out, I did not move down there. My stepmom had this house built and had only been living in it for about a year before she married my dad and we moved in. The basement only had two bedrooms finished in the back part for my stepbrother and me. I really didn't think of anything wrong when I decided to move into the basement. Before I made the move, I would sit in the basement and do my homework, and I always had the feeling of being watched. Sometimes it would creep me out, and at other times I just brushed it off and went about my business. My brother had left his stereo and his TV in the room when he moved out, and after I finished moving my bed and dresser downstairs, I had no desire to move my TV and my stereo that night, so I just left them there. I ended up falling asleep and then waking up at 2 in the morning to my little brother's stereo clicking on and off. It was just clicking. No music playing. It was like someone was sitting in front of the stereo just pressing the on and off button over and over and over again. I grabbed the remote and pressed the power button, but nothing happened. So I got up, I walked over to the stereo and pressed the power button. Nothing happened. It just kept clicking. Finally, I was so beyond irritated that I just kicked the stereo and wound up going back to sleep. After that, I noticed random temperature changes in my room. It would go from ice cold to extremely hot in a matter of seconds, depending on what part of the room you were in at the time. For the most part, I just shrugged it off and didn't think anything about it. For Christmas, my dad and stepmom went all out and got me a TV with a DVD/VHS combo built in.
Are you kidding me?
Back in
the day.
That would have been amazing.
That not only amazing, but I'll bet that thing was huge.
And expensive. Those weren't cheap when they came out.
No. And VHS?
Man.
And DVD?
All in one.
Holy cow.
I was super excited. And after I got back from visiting my mom, we decided to hook it up. So that night I was chilling in bed, watching TV and almost asleep when my TV shut off. I didn't set a sleep timer or roll over onto the remote. So that was when I started to get a little confused. I grabbed the remote and pressed the power button. The TV didn't come on. The remote had brand new batteries. So after getting frustrated that my new TV might be broken, I sat up, turned the light on, pressed the power button on the TV. The TV came on, but then continued to turn itself on and off over and over again. I walked upstairs and I let my dad know what happened, and he told me to try another outlet. I plugged my TV into another outlet and tried turning it on, and the same thing happened. I told my dad again, and he said, well, there's probably a short in the TV, and offered to take it back the next day to exchange it. Happy with the answer, I went back downstairs and decided to listen to music. When I turned my stereo on, it started changing discs randomly, playing a song for a second, then switching the songs. After that, I had a minor freakout and unplugged all of my electronics and slept upstairs. After that night, I moved upstairs and had no further issues with my TV. My little brothers were into motocross and would go to races, but I refused to go to these races because I would get bored and my parents didn't want to put up with me. My parents usually didn't get home until around 12 or 1 a.m., so I would be home by myself or go hang out with friends. You remember those days of when your kids did sports or activities and it would be a whole day-long thing and then you'd have to keep the other kids entertained?
Oh, yeah. I totally do.
So they were probably like, yeah, you want to stay home by yourself? That is perfectly fine. You were 16.
Mm-hmm.
So my aunt could not have a dog where she was living, so we ended up dog-sitting for Sadie for her. While my parents were with my brothers, I stayed home watching TV, and Sadie was lying on the floor sleeping when all of a sudden she jumped up and started growling. The fur on her neck was standing straight up. She stood there for about a minute and then bolted to the basement door and started barking. When I got close to see what she was barking at, she turned on me and started growling at me. I reached over to her and grabbed the door and slammed it shut and locked it. Sadie stayed in front of the door until my parents got home. My friend had spent the night, so we were watching horrible B-movies and eating popcorn when I got a call from a friend of mine, oh, this is horrible, who said our friend from school had died from an overdose.
Oh,
that's horrible.
And I'm so sorry.
And then she said, a little depressed. We called it a night and went to bed. I would think a lot depressed. That is horrific.
Yeah.
Again, my parents were with my brothers, so we made sure everything was locked up and we were out. Well, when my parents got home that night, my brother went downstairs to go to bed. The basement door that leads outside was open. I had made sure it was locked before I went to bed. So because of the experiences I had in a house that was just built and no one had ever lived in it before, I believe it was the land that was haunted and not the house, but any feedback would be great. So I don't know. And it definitely seems like it's all connected to the basement for sure.
Well, definitely. And it has a lot of the classic elements, electronics that are acting up. Cold temperature changes, the feeling that somebody's watching you. Those are all super, you know, classic sorts of things that happen. And the fact that when she moved back upstairs, the electronics worked again.
Yeah.
That's odd.
You know, that would be like when we were kids and we would leave our house and go next door, like to go visit Brenda, or you would go babysit or something. Then you got into a regular house and it just felt so normal and not like there was just a different sense. Could I put my finger on it that somebody is staring at me right there? It just was this oppressive, dark feeling and it would mess with our electronics.
Yeah.
And so I definitely think something was going on in the basement. You know, you have to wonder, it could be the land, because when you think about the land and all the things that might have happened on that land.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't know, right, if something had happened. Do we know where this house was?
It does not
They didn't mention? Okay, not that it's, you know, but I was just thinking, like, sometimes back in, you know, early settler sorts of days, they might have lost somebody and had to bury them along the way.
Something could have come home with them.
That's my always kind of go-to. I kind of lean into that one sometimes. But it doesn't mean that it couldn't be the land. She totally could be right. And I always kind of defer to the listener, because the person that wrote in because they often have a gut instinct.
Right.
That I think is usually pretty good. And she said she was feeling like it was the land. The other thing in this story that was interesting was the dog.
Right. And it was like the dog was protecting her. Do not go in the basement.
Yeah. So when she turned to do, the dog turned on her like, you're not getting over here.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. So you I don't know. But I definitely think that you can be in a brand new house, the first people to ever live in it. And I still think it could be haunted.
I do too. I absolutely do.
So you know. I think everything's valid. I just think it's interesting that whatever it is staying downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't seem to be affecting the rest of the house.
No, and it was interesting that the door was open, right?
To the when yeah. The yeah, brother when they got home and she had locked it.
Uh-huh.
If I was the brother, I'd be moving upstairs too.
Oh yeah. I'd be right out of there, that's for sure.
That's just creepy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like the show and you would rather have an ad-free experience, you can do that. Sign up to be a premium subscriber through applepodcasts.com and try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.